Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 6th. I hope you all made some money last week. We had a pretty good week. Two picks in the forward gals, Jill and Competitive Speeds. Jill won, hit the doubles and pick threes. In the Swedish chant, White Frost paid $11 as the top pick, a nice overlay from Fair Odds, and I hope you cashed there. And then we ended up with Greatest Honor as a single in the Holy Bull at 760. Doesn't seem like an overlay, but it was, because I thought he should be 3-2. I hope we can do as well this weekend. And as always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site registered in North America, legal in most states, and covering most tracks with some great perks and tools. Go to amwager.com, check it out, become a member. There's no cost. And you can check out the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with a quartet of races at Tampa Bay Downs on Saturday, February 6th, the Tampa Bay Stakes, race 8, post 3:30. And there's a lot of value in this race. That's why I'm starting here with Delaware, opening at 12-1 for Chad Brown, although we can reasonably expect more like 4-1 near post time. Talk or Listen at 15-1. Eons at 8-1 and Atone at 15-1. The reason for up to four horses having some value is there are a pair of vulnerable low-odds horses here in Fancy Liquor at 3-1 and Gray's Creek at 4-1. Fancy Liquor was a disappointing fifth when last seen at 5-2 under similar conditions with no excuse, and Grace Creek gets a really bad outside post. We'll talk about Delaware first. Put in a effort, one back, absolutely good enough to win this race when beaten a neck and a head in a three-horse photo in the Artie Schiller Stakes in New York. His only race since then in the much tougher Grade 2 Fort Lauderdale can be ignored. They tried taking off blinkers, didn't work, and putting him back on means he could rebound to that effort before that with a 107 equibase figure, best in the field from the Artie Schiller. Then there's the uncoupled entry of Talk or Listen and Eons, both trained by Delacour, who finished first and second respectively in a stakes quality classified allowance at Tampa on the grass 3 weeks ago. There's absolutely nothing wrong with those efforts, and both can improve second off the layoff with 105 figures right there with Delaware's 107, and they have a good chance to succeed as well as Delaware does. Then we have Atone, who opens at 12-1 and cements this being a key betting race. A Godolphin homebred, the newly turned four-year-old stretched out to two turns and tried turf for the first time two back late November over the course of Tampa, easily winning, then did the same thing last month at the second allowance level, improving 90-99 figure. He can improve as well, should not be 15-1. In the Tampa Bay Stakes, hope to kick off a big series at Tampa today, which is race 8, 3:30 Eastern Post. Win bets. This is where we must let the public help us decide who to bet and for how much. I think the fair odds on all four contenders, Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone, are about 7-2. And we'll bet up to three of them, the three at the highest odds near post time. Considering I feel the favorites are suspect, there's every reason to bet two or three here to win and capitalize on the mistake the public might make. And to aid in doing that, there's a dutching tool at amwager.com. A dutching tool allows you to select how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and it allocates the money for you based on the odds. Takes all the math out of making good bets, and it's one of the many perks at amwager.com. For the exacta, we're going to box Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone. And then we'll complement that with a trifecta, which covers the same four horses coming in first or third, like the exacta does first or second. And that trifecta ticket is Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone over all, over Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone. Then we'll play some doubles and pick threes here. In race 8, we'll use all four, Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone. And in race 9, Feeling Mischief, Jade Express, Honor Rafik, and Gold Coast. And then a pick three using Delaware, Talk or Listen, Eons, and Atone in race 8. Feeling Mischief, Jade Empress, Honor Rafik, and Gold Coast in race 9. And in race 10, Counterparty Risk and Irony of Reality. Moving on to race 9, this is the Suncoast Stakes, race 9, Tampa Bay Downs, post 4:02 Eastern. This race isn't as playable as the Tampa Bay Stakes at all, but it's great to include as part of doubles and pick threes, and there might be some value. The three main contenders, Honor Rafik, Gold Coast, and Feeling Mischief, open as the three favorites between 5-2 and 9-2. And Jade Emperance opens at 8-1 and can't be ignored. Honor Rafik and Gulf Coast finished second and first, respectively, in the cash run stakes at Gulfstream last month. Both figured to be tough right back. I just can't get excited at the odds. I want better value. Feeling Mischief finished third in the Gasparilla Stakes. When close up throughout, should run even better, perhaps having an easy lead on slow factions on the stretch out. And Jade Empress just broke her maiden last month at 7 furlongs to Gulfstream, but none of these have a lot of stakes experience, and so Jade Empress could run well again. She showed maturity winning late last month, and Mott is an excellent judge of when his young horses can make the step up to stakes from maiden, having saddled 10 of 20 first or second place finishers with the move in the last few years. If any of these horses, Honor Rafik, Gold Coast, Feeling Mischief, or Jade Empress, go to posted 4-1 or more, I would consider a win bet. And if two or more meet that threshold, I bet them both using a dutching tool. For the exact anti-effect, we'll just play a four-horse box of Honor Rafik, Gold Coast, Feeling Mischief, and Jade Empress. And then we'll press some pick threes and doubles. The doubles are going to be Feeling Mischief, Jade Empress, Honor Rafik, and Gold Coast in race 9, County Party Risk, and Irony of Reality in race 10. And then the pick three, the same horses, Feeling Mischief, Jade Empress, Honor Rafik, and Gold Coast in race 9, Counterparty Risk, and Irony of Reality in race 10. And in race 11, we'll use Nova Rags, Candyman Rocket, and Ricochet. And I would also say, if you want to play a heavier ticket, I would go deeper in race 11, adding Hidden Stash, Known Agenda, Smiley Sabatka, and Lucky Law. Moving on at this great card, Tampa Bay Downs on February 6th. On the Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, you can also get the blog, the written version, at amwager.com by clicking on How to Bet, LSR's blog. And when you're there, check out amwager.com. Become a member. It's a great betting site. Legal in most states, covering most tracks. The Endeavors race 10 with a post of 432. And I think Irony of Reality and Counterparty Risk are the win contenders. And based on running line odds, Irony of Reality is the win bet, opening 8-1. He won a handicap over the Tampa Bay Turf Course at this distance, one before last, rallying from last of six, 8 lengths back to win by a head, I should say she. She finished fast for second two before that in the stakes on the all-weather at Presque Isle, and she's now 8-22 in her career. She found 12 furlongs too far last month at Gulfstream Park, but the cutback to a mile on the 16th and the return to Tampa should be what she needs to return to A form good enough to win. County Party Risk should go favored not only because she's trained by Chad Brown, but because her last two races, both turf routes, were pretty good. She stretched out to two turns for the first time, one before last at the end of November at Aqueduct, and rallied from eighth to win going away, then just missed with a 10th to second rally in the Ladies' Shamrock Stakes when shipping cross-country to Santa Anita. County Party Risk is still improving and could be a top distaffer in the stakes ranks this year. In the Endeavor Stakes, race 10, Tampa Bay Downs, on Saturday, February 6th, post 432. Irony Reality is a win bet at 3-1 or more. If Counterparty Risk is near 3-1 at post time, maybe 5-2, we could bet her to win as well. For the exactas, box Irony of Reality and Counterparty Risk, and then play Irony of Reality and Counterparty Risk overall. And then, if you're live in the pick threes, you don't have to, but if you want to press the doubles, in race 10, play Counterparty Risk and Irony of Reality. In race 11, Nova Rags, Candyman Rocket, and Ricochet. Moving on to the feature race on this Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 6th. This is the Sam F. Davis Stakes, race 11 at Tampa Bay Downs, 5:02 Eastern. Candyman Rocket gets slight preference among three main win contenders in this year's Sam Davis, even though he's never raced around two turns, only a maiden win to his credit. I think he has tremendous upside based on earning a field high 98 Equibase speed figure in his 9-length maiden win last month sprinting at Gulfstream Park. Considering this will be only the third start of his career, Candyman Rock has every right to continue to improve, and that means his opponents will have to improve even more than him if he repeats that effort. There's little doubt he could do that, stretching out to two turns as a son of Candy Ride, who has had 12 of his 34 foals win stakes races for three-year-olds over the last 5 years, 1-3. Some of those big names, such as Vekoma and Gunrunner. Then there's the prowess of Hall of Fame Pamperville Mott, who I mentioned earlier. Over the last 5 years, Mott going off a maiden win to a stakes, first or second, 10 of 20. All of those factors lead me to believe Candyman Rock could pull off the upset, opening at 10-1. Mott also saddles Nova Rags, one of just two stakes winners in the field. Nova Rags returned from 2 months off last month and won the 7-furlong Pasco Stakes over the track. Although the 85 equibase speed figure is well behind the 98 a stablemate earned 1 week earlier, he has every right to improve second off the layoff in around two turns. He's sired by 2012 Belmont Stakes winner Union Rags and out of the Smart Strike mare Wishful Splendor, whose sons and daughters have won 17 of the 73 dirt routes, including the 2011 Indiana Oaks with Juanita. To be ridden by Tampa Bay Downs leading jockey Sammy Camacho, Nova Rags can take a big step forward here. Last horse I'll talk about as a win contender is Ricochet, a two-turn winner at Tampa, a claim none of the other 12 horses in this race can make. Stretched out to two turns for the first time at the end of November, he opened up by 2.5 lengths in the stretch, just got nailed right on the wire by head, improved to a career-best 94 figure, second-best in the field behind 98 for Candyman Rocket. Ricochet made short work of the field in December, winning by 8 lengths. He's on a pattern to step forward, and if Candyman Rocket does not improve as expected, Ricochet would be no surprise to me, but 15-1 makes him a surprise to the public. After that group, there are some others with deserve honorable mention. Hidden Stash, Known Agenda, Lucky Law, and Smiling Sabatka each have good reasons to win. Also slight question marks, such as coming back from layoffs or little lower equibase speed figures. In the Sam F. Davis Race 11, Tampa Bay Downs, Saturday, February 6th, post 502. Win bets. Fair odds on the three contenders, Candyman Rocket, Nova, Rags, and Ricochet are 7-2. I have no hesitation betting two of the three at the highest odds, maybe all three, using a dutching tool like the one in Amwager to automatically allocate the amount I want to bet based on their odds. And you can also enter the amount you want to win. For the exacta, we're going to play Candyman Rocket, Nova Rags, and Ricochet over Candyman Rocket, Nova Rags, Ricochet, adding Hidden Stash, Known Agenda, Smiley Sabatka, and Lucky Law. Then we'll play the reverse of that since two of those three horses are nice odds. And that exact is Candyman Rocket, Nova Rags, Ricochet, Hidden Stash, Known Agenda, Smiling Sabatka, and Lucky Law over Candyman Rocket, Nova Rags, and Ricochet. I really hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. I hope we hit some nice ones like we did last week. Check out the blog at amwager.com under How to Bet. Check out amwager.com. Support them. Definitely a great online betting site. They love handicappers and bettors at amwager.com. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.